All right, we're back for our final session. I've enjoyed this time talking about money, which is really talking about life. Money is just a commodity that we use in place of work, in place of goods and services that we used to barter for. But now we've taken all that we do and we've translated that into a single commodity, so it's more easily divisible, and it's easy to carry around, and it's the most important thing is we can exchange easily with one another. So I hope you've enjoyed this. I want to end with talking about budget. Now, I think budgeting is difficult because most people just won't do it. They just won't. Budgeting is really keeping track of things. It's making a plan and then trying to stick with the plan. And many of us are not like administrative type people. Okay, this is really, if you're an administrative type kind of person, you love things like Excel spreadsheets, then budgeting is going to be just a lot of fun for you. You know, people that do budgeting and love it, it's because they're built that way. If you're not built that way, it's going to be hard. And I'm not saying you have to do a budget in order to succeed. There's plenty of people who succeed because the budget is sort of in their mind. But if you struggle with money, if money controls you or the lack of it controls you more than you would like, if you'd like more control, budgeting, making a budget and sticking with it and keeping it up to date is one of the best ways to do that. So I'm just going to go over some of the basics of doing a budget. Okay. So what is a budget? A budget is a spending plan based on income and expenses. Basically, a spreadsheet is that. You have intake, you know, the money that comes in, and then you have expenses where the money goes out. And if you have more expenses than income, that's when you end up in debt. Okay? So why create a budget? Luke 14. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are unable to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, "This person began to build and wasn't able to finish." Budgeting is just planning, really. It's assessing what you have. You know, here's where I'm at. Here's where I want to go, and here's how I'm going to do that. And then the process of keeping a budget is you know, making micro adjustments, changes to your budget, but also trying to stick with it and evaluate to see if you're actually doing that. Writing out a budget. All right, so what do you do? Very simple. This is the simple way of looking at a budget. Number one, start with projected income. Okay, what money are you going to make this year? As far as you know, right now you have a job maybe and you get a biweekly salary. Well, you write that down. And what is the total that you're given? Or maybe, you know, people give you money. Or maybe you have some investments that are going to come due. You know, you think about your year. Maybe you're retired and you're getting an income or some of your income from the government, or you have investments that give you a certain amount of income in a year. So you, as best as you can, you figure out what you think your projected income might be, and you write it down. Number two, you come up with needs categories, okay? Your needs in this coming year, things like housing. Maybe you own a house and you have to pay a mortgage. You have a monthly payment every month. Or you have rent, okay? Food, you have to live. What are you going to spend on food? And you know, and it's best to, you're thinking about a whole year, but you want to break it down into months. So what is your food budget going to be for a month? Utilities. Okay, you have a house, but you have to heat your house, or you have to cool your house. You have water. You have garbage. Have electricity. Maybe you have gas that comes, or you buy propane, or whatever it might be. But what are the utilities that you have in supporting her? You know, just owning a house is only part of the expense. Phone. And these days, phone has become really important and somewhat expensive because it's tied to the internet. Maybe you're taking this class via your phone. And so your phone really is an investment. Now, for some people, it's just a fashion statement. You've got to have the latest and greatest phone. It's not necessarily necessary. But if you see it as an investment into your future, and it might be. So what is your monthly cost for your phone? And then your internet. If you have an internet service at your home, you know, how much is that? Health insurance, house insurance, car insurance, life insurance. Then there's debt. Maybe you have a car, but you have a monthly payment on your car. You own your house, but you have a monthly payment on your house or whatever, or your business. Maybe you bought your business from somebody, and you have to make monthly payments on that. So what are your debts? Repairs. Owning a car is not just owning a car. Owning a car is owning something that needs to be repaired, or your computer needs to be repaired, or your dishwasher needs to be repaired, or your laundry situation, your washer, your dryer. The more you own, the more things break. And the more you'd have to replace or repair or not replace it. You do the dishes in the sink. Gas for your car. Okay, so what I'm saying is write down as many of the need categories that you can possibly think of. Okay, these are the things that are just expenses, and you really can't do without these things. And then number three, come up with the wants categories. These are not needs, but they are things you want, like going out to eat, maybe a restaurant. So how much do you want to spend a month on a restaurant? How about vacations? Do you take a vacation? What kind of vacations? How much do you want to spend on these vacations? Toys. You know, some people are into, you know, certain hobbies, hunting or fishing, or my wife is into quilting, and she likes to buy materials and sewing machine. You know, there's expenses with these things that we do. Gifts, you know, birthday presents, Christmas presents, or just maybe you're a gift giver. Well, how much do you want to spend in a year on gifts? Then number four, come up with opportunity categories. Okay, these are not needs. They're not things that just have to be done. These aren't even necessarily wants, but they are opportunities like business. Maybe you want to start something this year, or maybe at least you want to have the money to start something if something came up. Or investments. You know, we talked about that earlier. Retirement, property, stocks, bonds, maybe your own business. How much money of the income that you get in this year do you want to put towards investments? Savings. You know, we talked about having 3 months supply of savings so that in an emergency you would be able to succeed if, let's say, you lost your job or your spouse lost her or his job. Giving, actually giving should be part of your budget. How much of the income that you get this year are you going to give to the church or other causes? Okay? So this is really what it takes to have a budget. It's really quite simple. You're just looking at your income, total income for the year, and then you're sort of dividing that among all the possible expenses that you have, and then every month you sort of keep track of it. How well are we doing? It doesn't always, maybe you went on vacation and it cost quite a bit, but you only went on vacation 1 week in the year, and the other 11 months, you don't have that category. So you spent all of it in one shot, and now you have nothing left. So it doesn't matter. The budget is just, look, here's my income, and I can't go beyond my income. See, this is the way, budgeting is a way that you don't fall into debt, that you only spend the money that you have. And so if you make a plan and you stick with the plan, then you're more likely to succeed at the end. So it's a simple budget. Now, the problem is people often will sit down for an hour and write that out, and then they never look at it again. Well, then what's the point? If you're not going to be held by the budget, then don't even bother doing it. A budget is good when you write down how much you're going to spend on a vacation, and then after 3 months in the year you've spent that money, you go, okay, our vacations are done for this year. We're not going to go beyond what we have in the budget unless we make more money. See, if you make more money, then you can adjust your budget. What if you lose money? What if, you know, your job gets cut in half or you get down to part-time? Well, then you have to adjust your whole budget because you don't have the money to be allocated over all these different expenses. I think more and more people have to, you know, take control of their money. Generally, what we do is we just spend money as we think and feel. And when we have a credit card, we can easily just, you know, our wants, what we think is a need is really just a want, and do we really need it? Maybe going to the cash system where you have to go to the bank and get the money to actually pay for this thing that you think you want. That's just enough time to slow you down and say, do I really want this thing? Remember, the whole goal of this whole class is to take control of the blessings that God has given you and the opportunities. The blessing is like your income, and the opportunity is like the expenses. Okay? Everything that you spend money on is really an opportunity to feed your family, an opportunity to put a roof over your family, an opportunity to start a business that might accomplish something and make something happen in this world that God has given us. Opportunities and blessing. That's what money is all about. God's opportunities and blessings that He wants to give. And remember, it's all God's. It's not ours. It's not like, you know, that, you know, at the end of life, if you end up with all kinds of money, that you become somebody. It's not who gains the most money wins. It's who uses what God has blessed them with for God's kingdom and His glory. It's all about God. It's not about us. So we often stress about this whole money thing because we think it's about us. It's not about us. God wants to bless you. He wants you to have money because He wants you to accomplish things. And the more we fall into, you know, thinking and doing as, you know, thinking of ourselves as stewards, the more we become ready to receive God's blessings. God isn't going to bless you if you're not ready for it. That would do more harm than good. So if nothing else, if taking this class has helped you rethink about your purpose in life, then this class will have well served you. So God bless you. I hope that you have a godly relationship with the blessing, the money that God has provided for you. And I hope He blesses you more so that you can be a better blessing to those around you. Anyway, thanks again for being a part of this.